Charles, let's talk about that game last night. I was going to start talking about the Super Bowl, but since we're talking about the NBA, two streaks of over 15 games, it's more important how they do at the end, but this is a very different Suns team, and I'd like to first start with looking, in your view, at the Suns versus what looks inevitable, which is that clash with the Mavericks down the road.
Well, I still like the Mavericks because I think you saw Des Phoenix's Achilles heel. Minnesota's not very good, and they give up 120 points to that team. First of all, they won't score 120 points the rest of the season. They will not. I'd go out on a limb and say they won't score 120 points for the rest of the season. And for Phoenix to give up that many points to that team, that's everybody always talks about, their defense and their rebounding. And like when Phoenix win 15 games in a row, that's impressive. To win 17 in a row, that's quite impressive. But when you look at the standing this morning, the Dallas Mavericks got the best record in the NBA. So you know, everybody get all enamored with the streak, but if the playoffs started today, the Dallas Mavericks would be the number one seed in the West. So I still think Dallas is the team to beat, and I still think whoever has the best record between Dallas and Phoenix should get the MVP, whether it's Dirk Nowitzki or Steve Nash. And it's going to go down to the wire. But I still pick Dallas right now. I think they're better defensively, and I think they rebound the ball better.
Well, they play better defense. As Rick Bucher from ESPN Magazine said yesterday, Stackhouse has the killer instinct. Josh Howard has the killer instinct. But he doesn't think, if he had to pit Nash versus Nowitzki on who's going to hit the big shot at the end, when it's just coming down to one shot, he would pick Nash.
Well, I don't know why he would say that, because when they had a chance to go head-to-head last year in the playoffs, who made all the big shots at the game when Dirk went off for 50 in the deciding game? So I don't understand why he would say that. If they played last year and Dirk made every play to get Dallas to the finals, and Steve has never been to the finals, so I have no idea why he would say that.
Well, what about this then, in terms of which team is hungrier? My argument is you got to worry about the Mavericks for the simple reason that in some ways, very different in other ways, like the Colts, who had their season stolen from them in some ways last year because of the distraction of the tragedy of Tony Dungy's son's suicide, that, you know, in that finals against Miami, it was stolen from them. They let it get away, but for the same reason, they've got to be that much more hungry now, that they can't let it get away this year.
I've been saying all season, Dallas has that, they have a confidence about them. I mean, and you know, like I say, obviously living in Phoenix, the press here is so biased. You know, they make a big deal out of the 15-game winning streak and the 17-game winning streak. But I tell them, I said, Dallas got the best record. And I think sometimes they lose focus of that. And Dallas are the defending Western Conference champions, and everything in the West is going to go through Dallas. And I think Phoenix got to really be careful because they got a really big stretch coming up. Well, I think they're probably going to lose two out of three. They play the Spurs, Utah, and at Denver this week. And the telling stat about Phoenix is they're 0-2 against Dallas. They're 0-2 against San Antonio. And they're 0-1 against the Lakers and Utah. So the top four teams other than them in the West, they haven't beaten all season. No, everybody said they're 22-1 against the Eastern Conference. I said, first of all, who cares about the Eastern Conference? The Eastern Conference stinks. But they're going to have to beat a good team in the West, and they're probably going to have to beat two or three good teams. And because of their defensive liabilities and living by the jump shot, you don't live by jump shots, you die by jump shots.
So you live by rebounding.
You
live by rebounding. Little defense.
Still by rebounding and defense. And I still, right now, I'm still taking the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, but on the other hand, all of those losses virtually that you talked about were right at the beginning of the season when Boris Diaw was 25 pounds overweight. You know, they found themselves. So to me, if they can prove themselves, it'll be now when they are, you know, a full team, when they are in their rhythm against those same teams.
Well, first of all, you know, that's not really a good excuse because, trust me, if the Suns are counting on Boris Diaw, they're going to lose anyway. If you got two-time MVP, All-Star Mario Stoudemire, All-Star Sean Marion, if their excuse is Boris Diaw was overweight, they're going to lose anyway. They got three all-stars. It's going to, you know, probably more than anybody, if they're going to get to the finals, it's going to all be on Amari Stoudemire's shoulders. But I heard that little scapegoat excuse that Boris Diaw was 25 pounds overweight. Trust me, with two-time MVP and two all-stars, if they were really counting on Boris Diaw, no disrespect, he's a good player, but if that's their excuse, Boris Diaw was overweight with three all-stars and two-time defending NBA champion, they're going to be sitting at home a lot earlier than the conference finals.